that you may be seated. I just wonder how busy we are today. Even at 12 years old or so, he's still about the Father's business.
Amen.
As right as he was.
Amen.
Yes.
See, it's not about what I want to do.
That's right.
It's about what he wants us to do.
Amen.
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 I could feed the world, clothe the naked,
right.
prophesy in his name, and do all these wonderful works, and then he'll say, depart from me.
Amen.
But Lord, look what all I've done.
Right.
I built a church, I've done this.
Yes.
I've been an evangelist for 50 years or so, and I've been trying my best to be faithful to you, going in other countries.
Yes,
but I've learned not to put my trust into a man.
Come on.
I can tell every one of you I love you with my mouth, my lips.
Come on, brother.
But I've asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how do I know I really love you, Brother Hall?
Oh, yes.
Sister Hall.
Yes, yes.
Because I can come and preach?
No. No.
No. No. How do men know that you're my disciples?
Yeah.
Because you have loved one for another.
Amen.
He didn't say as much that you love them that love you.
Right, right. He didn't say that.
He said, love your enemies.
Amen.
Well, and I've had a lot of them over the years.
Amen.
But I know one that's called Jesus Christ, which is the same 2,000 years ago, the one that hung on that cross, that one that ran the devil out. Come on now. He's still the same 2,000 years ago. He's still the same today. If there's any change, let us go from glory to glory to glory to glory. It's not about you and me. It's about Christ, the Son of the Most High God.
Glory, glory, glory. Praise.
If you've never been talked about it back then, about you need to check yourself.
Amen.
They either hated him, they wanted to kill him.
Yep.
They called him a thief.
Yep.
But all the time, he was still the same.
Still the same.
When he stepped out of the kingdom of heaven, he was still the same upon the earth. And church, I can tell you today, he's still the same 2,000 years ago. He's still the same today. He's still the author and the finisher of this book. And he's coming back in the clouds of glory. There's a scripture that should haunt us once in a while.
Hallelujah. Glory.
What did he say in the last days?
Last days.
Perilous times shall come.
Amen. Right, right, right.
Many will lose that love.
Right.
One for another.
Yeah.
If it's not in it for me, I don't want it. No, if it's not in Christ, I don't want it.
Yeah.
If he's not at this altar, if he's not the Christ you think supposed to be in the volume of this book, I can have a King James Bible laying over there, one under my pillow, one beside my whatever, but I can tell you, if that word is not in me, and him in me, and I in him, then we're not walking together.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's not looking for entertainers.
Amen.
Amen.
He's looking for disciples.
Amen.
Follow me.
Follow me.
And I'll make you what I want you to be.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I thought, Lord, it's not as much as a stranger that can hurt you.
Praise God.
Where was he hated? Where were they? Where did they turn against him? In the house of God.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
The priest. He never hurt nobody.
No,
amen.
No, never did.
He raised the dead, he healed the sick, opened the blind eyes, fed the multitudes.
Yes, he did.
But they were jealous of him.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, they was.
Brother, There is a godly jealousy.
Amen.
That's a different kind.
Yes, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, come on.
I said, there is a godly jealousy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I can tell you, I should want just as much for me, for you too.
Amen.
Come on now.
Come on,
come on now. I want to be a lively stone in the house of God. Because I'm looking for the chief cornerstone. I'm looking for the one that's still the same yesterday, still the same today, and he's still the same forever. He changes not.
Amen.
I still believe in singing Amazing Grace, Victory in Jesus. I still believe in that blood.
Amen.
I still believe in that King James Bible. As long as it stays the Word of God. Come on now.
Yes.
Come on now.
Amen.
I thought to myself,
amen.
I still believe in it. I believe what the book says.
Right, brother.
Amen.
But I must be a doer of what it says.
Amen.
And not just a hearer.
That's right. That's right.
I can say to every one of you in here, I love you.
Yes.
Amen.
I love every one of you.
Thank you, Lord.
But the Lord would say, you say that, huh? Are you telling the truth, nothing but the truth of the Word of God? Are you compromising my word for them? Are you tickling their ears? Are you splatting them on the back? Oh, I can tell you, well, if you start preaching hard, they'll get up and walk out. Well, let me tell you, whenever you walk out on him, brother, I can tell you right now, there's no hope except you come back. If you backslide on him, it's time to come back to the Father's house, renew your vows, get down and say, I'm sorry. Lord, I come back home. I'm a prodigal son. I'm a prodigal daughter. But I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Hell won't stop me. Devils won't stop me.
He's coming back, Brother Danny. Yep. Yes, sir.
He's coming back. We better get back.
Amen.
Amen.
Better get back in love with him.
That's right.
Amen.
It's awful.
It is, brother.
And I know it's been said, and I love people anyway. If I knew he'd preach that long, dear Lord, I would have brought lunch.
Yeah.
Well, if you just get full of this, come on. He should open your mouth wide.
Amen.
And I'll feel it.
Yes,
oh, sometimes you know what they call these, what do you call them things you put in your ear?
Earbuds.
To clean out the wax.
Oh,
Q-tips. You know what a Q-tip is now. You got to be careful you don't put it too far back there.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
But you notice that when you say, I ain't hearing too good lately. Maybe you come to church with Q-tips in your ear. Come on. I can tell you right now. Get the Q-tip out. Get the wax out. Come on now. Come on now. You know, it's like a person that's got a tooth. I can't stand a dentist.
Oh.
But when you go there, you sure want to. I hear that person in there. I hear that driller going.
Yes.
Oh,
Lord.
A part of me wants to get up and walk out.
Yeah.
He's going to charge me for this. Thank God he paid the price for salvation. He paid the price that whosoever will, let him come. But he's looking for somebody that says to him, I'll leave everything behind, but to get a hold of everything that's who you are. I will hunger, I will thirst, I will love you, Lord, with all of my heart. And when I walk out those doors, I want the world to see Christ in me. God, somebody, we are the children of light.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I'm no private secret Christian.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank
that's
you,
it.
Father.
That's it.
You know, time and time I've been here preaching and that, I see a lot of these things, not one of them look like they faded a bit. They look real to me, brother.
Yeah, but they're not.
They got flowers. They don't look like they ever change.
Whoa.
Sister Hall, you got to water these things?
No.
Well, I think I'll get me some of them.
Whoa.
Because the less I got to do with them. Come on now.
Oh,
Come on, preaching.
The less I got to work with, I can't just put them up there, they look real. But brother, we can look real. I can act like I'm real in the pulpit. But brother, when I walk out of this pulpit, I better be the same one I was in the pulpit. Thank God of heaven. He's still the same yesterday. He's still the same. He's still the same. He's forevermore. He said, I am the Lord God. I change not.
Hallelujah.
The altars has just become more like steps to get stepped up.
Yeah.
Here's the truth.
Amen.
I claim I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't get me to an order.
Come on.
I'm claimed I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. My Holy ever opened the volume of this book. Brother, that's why he put his spirit in us.
Amen.
And that's why we open that word, for the spirit and the word bear witness with one another. He's still the same author and finisher of the word of God. He's still the Christ, the Son of God. He's still by his stripes. Ye are healed, my God.
Thank you, Father.
I don't know if you ever have you, but some things happen to me. I'm going to say, Lord, man, if he's going to preach that long, I would have got lunch.
Thank you, Father.
What if you just get hungry spiritually, you'll wait on the night.
Amen.
Oh, no.
That's right.
I thought, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yep.
Now listen, what the Lord has given me.
Nothing, Father.
I don't believe I've ever preached this before in 50 some years. Martha, Martha.
Yes.
How many knows who invited him to dinner?
Amen, Martha.
There you go, Martha. How many comes to church and invites him to come in?
Hello, brother.
Come on, brother.
Come on, brother.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Oh, I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so wonderful. Are you just a hearer, or are you a doer also?
Oh, brother.
Of a lot.
Praise God.
There's no use watering. There's no use setting them plants out there in the sun. They'll just, they'll probably shrink.
They'll definitely fade, brother.
God bless him.
Pastor said they'll definitely shrink.
Yeah. Praise your Lord.
I say to my wife, I said, I love you. She's asked me before, do you love me, honey? I said, dear Lord, I've married you, didn't I?
Thank you, Father.
They like to hear it in between there. Up to date.
Sister Horner, I said that to you, brother.
No.
Uh-oh, I better be careful. Amen. Come on now. Have you ever said, Brother Horner, Sister Horner, I love you?
Brother.
Oh, preach on, he said, preach on. I am preaching on. Oh, glory to God. I can tell you, he said, love your wife.
Yeah.
As Christ walked, look who he compared that to.
Amen.
He compared to me, brother.
Yeah. Go ahead.
On now. He said, love your wife.
Amen.
As I love the church.
Amen.
Great God of heaven. We're the church. He gave us.
Yes. Amen.
He gave us.
Great God. When's the last time you gave her a big kiss? It's like, what?
Yeah.
That shocked me.
Right.
You know, I'm not 18 now.
Oh.
I'm not 21 now.
Right.
My wife ain't the same.
Uh-huh.
But I still love her.
Amen.
I said I still love her.
Amen.
Praise God.
I can stand in that pulpit. I can come back here and testify that I love the Lord.
Yeah.
But brother, let me tell you, that bride is sitting beside you.
Oh.
That bride is sitting beside you, the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. She's born again. Chat with me if you want to. It's still in the Bible. Being born again. And after you get born again, start seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't need somebody to tell me, come on, I got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will bear witness that I am. I don't know your heart, but I do know who knows you. His name is Jesus Christ, and he's still the one that searches the heart. God Almighty, Martha, Martha, you're troubled about many things.
Praise your Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And she was the one that invited him. Sister Hall, she was the one that invited
him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
She could have said, I didn't mean all the others.
Come on, brother.
Right. Great God of glory.
Here it is. She's trying to get everything fixed up nice and neat and everything and that. And well, where's my sister at?
Uh-huh.
Man.
Thank you, Father. Right.
Well, she ain't here to help me. She goes in there. Here's Mary. Here's Mary. She's down there.
That's right.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Bless you.
Sometimes we can be hungry for the wrong thing.
Hallelujah.
Filled up with the world. But I can tell you the only way you're going to get hungry for him.
Come on.
It's come out from among the world.
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Well, I think if I preached here at Brother Hall's, where I've been here, I've been there, that's going to get me to heaven. Not on your life. Not on your life. I know he said, if you love me, feed my sheep, feed my lamb. And I said, oh God, it must be by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It must be the word sharper than any two-edged sword. It's in my God, who told him about me? The Spirit of God speaks expressly. He'll tell you what you are if you really want to know. Because sometimes we think ourselves too highly than we ought to think.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
We don't compare one another to one another.
Amen.
I look to the one that took the dust of the earth.
Amen.
The clay.
Yes.
Took that clay and started molding. I have no problem with the Lord coming to me and saying, son, I got spit in your eyes. I hope the Lord told you that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Have your way, Lord.
Yeah, brother.
That's old fashioned, no?
Oh.
He's new every day.
Right.
It's not about you and me.
That's right.
That's it.
Because too much of me can get in the way.
That's right. Amen. Praise God.
I've learned. Lord, help me.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's this way. I say to the Lord,
uh-huh,
your will be done.
Amen. God, praise God.
Martha, she's the one invited him.
Yep. She opened the house to him. Yep.
She invited him.
Yep.
And then she's all busy getting everything fixed up and that. And, well, where's my sister at? She goes in there. She's down at his feet.
Yep.
She didn't ask. Martha didn't ask her sister Mary. She said to Jesus.
Yep.
Lord, don't you keep?
Yep. Praise God.
He was showing you what he was caring about.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Mary, Lord, don't you care? Mary left me to all of this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think it didn't me, I would have probably said, Lord, okay.
Uh-huh.
You said I'm troubled about many things. I wonder if we got any TV dinners in the oven. Maybe we can order a pizza.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Bless you, Father.
Yeah.
I can't live by bread alone.
Amen.
Come on, yes.
Amen.
But I have to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Come on now. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want to set some of you free that really want to be free. But you're the one, when you come to me and you tell me that you want to be free, and you're right in your heart, and you're asking out of your heart, I will, if you bless, are you blessed? If you're hungry, I will feed you. If you're thirsty, I will give you drink. Living water that will rise up out of your belly. My God, somebody, the church needs to get full of the Holy Ghost and fire and say that altar is a place I want to be. It's a place I want to make sure that my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to know I'm about my Father's business.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes.
Oh, glory.
I ask the Lord, I said, Lord.
Thank you.
I just don't, you know, maybe some do it, but I can't do it.
Nothing
bothers. Lord, when I'm gonna turn the page of the Bible, when I quit, I'm gonna put my finger there and that's it.
Nothing bothers.
No.
Yeah.
Now, if you was up here and you was totally physically blind. And you did that, and your eyes were open. You say, I got the message.
Oh, yeah.
I got the message. I got the message.
Yeah.
You know, a man can only go so long without water.
Right.
If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Yes.
Amen. Yeah,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I asked you in love.
Thank you, Lord.
From last Sunday to this Sunday. If I came to you and you'd speak the truth to me, and I would ask you, how much have you been in the volume of that book from Sunday to Sunday?
Yes.
You'd probably hang your head and say, well, I've been pretty business.
Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord.
Me being an evangelist and do missionary work and that won't get me there.
No, it won't get you there.
Being a pastor won't get me there. Sitting and being one of the best musicians up here, one of the best singers up here, that won't get you there.
Amen.
I won't get you there.
That's right. Amen.
What's going to get you there?
Yeah.
Nicodemus, Danny, everyone in here, Brother Hall, everyone.
Yeah.
How am I going to get there? You must be born again. How am I going to get back in my mother's womb? See, that's that natural.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
And yet the Lord said, marvel not, but I said, you must be born again.
Amen.
Brother, when it happens, you'll be the one to know about it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's times in my life I had to show my birth certificate. But now I got something.
Yeah.
That's greater than my natural birth.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They put my little bitty feet on a, what they call a birth certificate. Little bitty feet.
Yeah.
I saw the little toes and little I didn't know they did that to me. But they were giving that to Mom.
Amen.
One day Mom's going to give it to me.
Amen.
And that proves that I'm a citizen.
Uh-huh.
That's my birth certificate. See, like some people don't act like to know what a birth certificate is.
Come on.
You an alien?
Yes.
If they came to you and they said, we need to see your birth certificate. Because we got a lot of aliens coming in this country.
Oh, yes. Sir. They're going out too. So.
Come on. They're illegal. Well, shout with me if you want to. Shout with me if you want to. Come on. I can tell you right now.
Praise God.
Show me your birth certificate. Show me the tree by the fruit it bears.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Show me that you really love one another.
Oh,
show me that you'll go an extra mile with somebody.
Yeah.
Show me that you can say, brother. I was praying and asking God to show me somebody that's hurting. Somebody. Oh, God, help me. Where is that? Where is that good Samaritan?
Right.
I happened to see. And there were those that were religious, self-religious. They came to him, looked at him, and walked right on around him. And I went, come on now. Come on now. When's the last time God's put on your heart somebody that's backsliding? That's in the ditch.
Come on.
Yes, amen.
You ever get stuck in a ditch driving?
Yes. Carl? Yes.
You set the... And then you get deeper, deeper, deeper.
Definitely.
So just keep driving right on by.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Amen.
Some of those you're hurting, they look. It was his fault, probably.
Yeah,
shout with me a little bit now. God damn it, this.
Yeah, good Samaritan, bro.
That's right.
Bless
me,
Father.
Yeah, he probably deserved it. Well, I don't really know who he is. I wonder how many knew who the man laying there.
Yeah.
And yet walking by.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Come back by later and say, dear Lord, the dogs are looking on him.
Come on.
Bless him, Father.
Come on,
brother.
Come on.
Bless him, Father.
I say, Lord, show me somebody hurting.
Thank you, Father.
Show me somebody that needs a word spoken into season.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank
it's
you.
Like coming here, Brother Hall.
Yep.
I didn't say, well, I'm just going to go through the Bible and find me something to preach.
Oh, no.
No, I began to seek the Lord about
it. That's right.
Oh, yes,
and I can't remember that ever preaching on Martha, Martha.
Yeah.
Come on now. Maybe the Lord's talking to me too.
He talks to us all.
Come on now. Come on now. What I preach, I'm to live.
Right.
Come on. And I live what? No longer I, but Christ lives in the church, the body, his body. Where is God?
Thank you, Father.
Where is God?
Glory, glory.
I can get up here and prophesy, speak in tongues.
Thank you, Jesus.
How much is it of God?
Right.
How much is it of God?
Yeah.
Oh, I can tell you, Brother Hall gets one of these well-known singing groups.
Uh-huh.
Just get him to come.
Oh, I know.
His place is filled out.
Oh, yeah.
But get a preacher to come.
Yeah.
Boy, he's hard. He's a hard preacher. It's something when you've been in the church preaching and a lot of people, when you look up, they're all going out the door. I didn't say there was a fire in the house.
Come on, brother. Amen.
But the Holy Ghost was in the house. Come on, come on now. Oh, you stiff-necked, uncircumcised. Oh, Lord God, help me. Help me. Lord, God Almighty, I can tell you, I need my heart to be circumcised. I need him to come in and make it pure. That I can love my enemy. When it's hard to love someone that loves you, you've got a big problem. Come on now. My Lord and my God, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Have you ever been woken up 3 or 4 in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Lord, you know what time it is? It's time for you to pray.
Amen.
You're talking to me, huh?
Uh-huh.
As long as I know he's talking with me. Long as I know he's on the inside. But it's awful.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Could there be a Samson in the house?
God
used him greatly, didn't he? God used him greatly, brother. But he got too close to that world. I can say to every one of you in here, I love you. Words come easy.
Thank you, Jesus.
But these words cost you his life.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Yes,
amen.
It did.
Amen.
That's great love.
Amen, Pastor.
Great love.
Yes, sir, brother.
Oh, that's great.
How do men know you're my disciples?
Uh-huh.
You have a loved one for another.
Amen.
Well, if I get this one to go, I better not get that one because they got a problem between one another.
Uh-huh.
Then you're not a peacemaker. I said you're not a peacemaker.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
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 Is that right, Sister Hall?
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I get a pastor back here.
Yeah, well, you're fine.
But blessed are the peacemakers.
That's right.
For they are what? Called the children of God.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Ain't no use, there ain't no use, there ain't no use trying to get around it.
Yep.
Come on now.
That's right.
Yep.
It's that one that will get up at midnight,
uh-huh.
3 in the morning,
ooh,
and say, oh God,
yeah,
I've been praying put a brother or sister or church on my heart.
Yeah.
And when he does, there's no use looking at the clock and say, you know what time it is, Lord?
Amen.
I'm going to say it's night time.
Amen.
To get out of that bed and start talking to me.
Yes.
Start interceding for me.
Yes, right. Amen. Come on.
I see like the churches are getting littler and littler and littler. Lord, they can't endure hardly sound doctrine.
Right.
Lord, he's preached 30 minutes. I heard him say, Lord, if I'd known he's going to preach that long, I would have brought a lunch with me. Well, I can tell you, you get full of this, and you won't worry about eating Twinkies. Let me tell you, I'm not looking for cotton candy preaching. I'm looking for the meat of the Word of God. I'm looking for the milk of the Word of God. I'm looking for the one that will rebuke you, chasten you, reprove you. That's the one that said, I love you. Oh, thank you, Lord, what you've just given me.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord, what you've just given me.
Amen.
Yes.
If you spend more time in that television
Amen.
Than you do in this book and in prayer, you better shut that TV off.
Amen.
Come on. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Shout with me if you want to.
Come on, brother.
If I caught my wife spending more time with other things than me, I guess it's called a little jealousy or something.
Come on, brother.
Come on. Well, he's jealous.
Yep.
You better find out the one in this book who's jealous.
Amen. Amen.
He plainly said it. I'm a jealous God.
Oh, yes. Amen.
I'm a jealous God.
Amen. That's right.
If my wife started looking at me, talking to spending more time with some other man, ooh-wee.
Yeah,
brother. Well, it better be her son. It better be her brother. It better be somebody that we know.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Let it
be Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You made that clear, didn't you?
Well, buddy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad he loves me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
He showed me his love.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Now I must show him my love.
Amen.
Amen.
I can love my wife, but she better not come before him.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
That's right.
Martha, Martha.
Wow.
He said it twice.
Thank you, Lord.
You're troubled about much, many things.
Right. Amen.
But Mary has chosen that good part.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord, it will not be taken away from her. How many of us can come to church Sunday, Thursday, and then come back Sunday? Say Thursday and Sunday, then Thursday, then say Sunday. Come back. And the pastor would say, how much time have you spent in that Bible all night long?
Right.
Come on, brother.
How much time have you spent in that closet interceding for lost souls, for backsliders?
Right.
Well, Lord, that well's deep.
Come on.
I said that well's deep.
Amen. Yes, sir. That well's deep.
Father.
It is deep, man.
Some of them dry holes.
Dry holes.
They are. They are.
Yeah.
No anointing.
We need the latter rain, don't we?
Amen.
Yes, we do. Amen.
Goodbye.
The only way that's going to happen is we come back to that first love.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come back to that love.
Yeah.
We say, oh God.
Yeah.
Church, I'm telling you, I'm an evangelist and missionary work, but I can tell you where is revival.
Come on.
Come on. You know what? Revive us again.
Amen.
You know, it'd be like me. Or like, Pastor, I don't know how many people you've went to the hospital and seen.
Many, many.
Many of them. Some of them, you hope they make it.
Yes.
You see that life is leaving. There's some that got sick or whatever happened in that, and they're recuperating. They're getting
right,
better.
Right.
And you know what one of the first signs there is a person started getting better? Huh?
Appetite.
There you go. Come on now. Come on. And it's not a candy bar or a Snickers.
Nope.
Come on,
brother.
Good God, I'm hungry.
Amen.
I'm hungry. What do you got?
Thank Yeah.
They're not going to put a steak in your mouth right away.
Right.
They're going to bring you some hope meal or some something that will get back in there and start helping you. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Well, I can tell you, if you get thirsty, oh, I can tell you, it's something when the man of God's there and there's a pool there.
Right.
And oh, they were thirsty. Come on now. Come and get down that. Their army. It's an army. He didn't join what?
Okay.
I'm going to prove.
Oh, Gideon.
Yes. Gideon, yes.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, come on now.
Amen.
Somebody's following it here tonight.
Oh, yes.
Today.
Lord.
And the Lord said, I'm going to prove them for you.
That's right.
Come, sometimes we prove them the wrong way.
Yeah, that's
the
truth.
Come on now. Come on.
Yeah, that's the
bring them down to the pool.
Amen.
Sometimes the pool of Bethesda too.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bring them down, and I'm going.
Right.
I'm going to do it.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to do the separation.
Yes, sir. Because when you go out to fight, you don't need no chickens going the other way.
Come on now.
I can't make it. I'll be praying for the church. All you had was a bellyache. Uh-huh.
Praise God. Praise.
And he gets him down there, and the Lord says, now I'm going to do the separating.
Yep.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Yes, he is. Amen. Yes, he is.
Yep. Yeah.
And everybody start drinking.
Uh-huh.
There was some down there.
Uh-huh.
They just said there was some down there starting that.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
Come on.
Right.
Drinking it, but still watching for the enemy.
Amen.
But that's what the enemy wants to do, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Start preaching about that living water.
Yeah.
Start preaching about out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
That devil's going to show up.
Yeah.
I said that devil's going to show up. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. He's come to do what he can to draw you from the Lord. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, got down there. And there was that, like a dog.
Whatever.
Like a dog.
Yeah.
He's a sickly Messiah.
Lapping that water,
brother.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, blessed are they that hunger. Blessed are they that thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And if you breathe out the scriptures have said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Blow the dam up and let the river flow. You can't stop a river. You can't stop it. God help us. Lord God, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
When you start laying this down,
oh, thank you, Jesus.
You better find out if you're carrying that cross.
Thank you, Father.
When you start putting this aside,
uh-huh,
and making your ministry more than,
thank you, Father.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You better make sure. Well, wherever I go, Yeah, we can cast out devils, heal the sick, deliver the captive, feed the, and still not be right with God.
Amen.
It's
not enough, is it, Pastor?
No.
Well, I know Sister Patterson back there.
Yeah.
But I better make sure.
Sure.
She don't come before God.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
amen.
Right. That's
right.
That's it.
Better make sure don't come before nothing.
Amen.
Nobody. Amen.
That's right.
You love that woman sitting beside you, brother?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
How much? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We want me to talk here. She's looking at you, waiting to hear. Would you like for him to say it once in a while, sister?
Yeah.
Do you love her?
Yes, I do.
Listen, hey, tell her. Tell her.
I love you, Lissy.
Kiss me.
Gee, my lady. I mean, that's all right though. He wanted to kiss. Kiss the Lord. Let blessed be in.
Demonstrating the Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh man, have this, and he laid down his life.
My